This is
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're welcome to your program For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, in this episode, we are going to discuss the Islamic approach towards the world based on certain traditions and certain ahadith or ayat of the Holy Quran. The parable of this world, the likeness of this world, is like that of a snake. It is soft to touch, but it contains deadly poison inside. Now, this is a saying from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. If you look carefully at the hadith, you'll understand how clever this saying is. Look at a snake. A snake is so beautiful. It gives a pleasant feeling if you touch it, if you did not know how dangerous it is, you know. But it contains deadly poison. وَالسَّمُ النَّاقِعُ فِي جَوْفِهَا. Deadly poison is there inside. Now, this is a saying from the Commander of Faithful to understand, in fact, that the world we live in is full of attraction. It looks beautiful and it looks appealing to everyone, but this world is transient. This world is transient. It looks like something that is momentary. Its pleasures are momentary and quick to pass. And its joys are mixed with grief and sadness. And its moments of happiness do not last long. So the world we live in is beautiful from outside, but it is full of pain, full of difficulties, and full of hardship. Obviously, when we say that the world we live in is like a snake, it does not mean that we should forget about this world, we should put it aside and we should leave and let's say in a cave and forget about everything. That's not what we mean. The world we live in is like a form, like a tilth, where we have to sow for the hereafter. We have to sow for the hereafter. And this is a place where we need to capitalize for the next abode, which is permanent. The next abode is a permanent abode. That's where we are going to settle and live forever. Because this world is mortal. The next world is permanent. It is perpetual. Therefore, we should not be deceived by its apparent attractions. We are like overnight travelers. But what we do in this world will have its effects on our life in the next world. There is no doubt whatsoever. So, الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة means that this world is a place where you sow for yourself. We will carry with us whatever we sow in this world. And that's our whole and sole asset for the next world, because we should not go empty-handed while going to the next world. We will be held responsible for whatever we do and whatever we even think. The life of this world is a place of testing, a test that lasts no longer than the blink of an eye. Allah the Almighty tests every individual by means of his reactions to the events he encounters in the life of this world. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So, dear brothers and sisters, whatever we cultivate in this world is for the next world. Our good deeds are important. Our give and take relationship is very important. Our transactions are important, not only for this world, for this life, but also for the life after. So when it says Ad-Dunya Mazra'atul Akhirah, in fact, the whole life in this world is the season in which we harvest, we cultivate. Of course, the fruit of what we sow is the paradise. And in the paradise, of course, we see the result, we see the fruit. If we happen to go to paradise, because, you know, it's not guaranteed. Some go to paradise, others do not. And those who go to paradise, they will see the fruit of their efforts in the afterworld. And that fruit is a perfect fruit. It is devoid of any deficiency, any pestilence. It is pure, it is so fresh. And there is no problem, no unhappiness, no worries in the afterworld. There is no hot weather, no cold weather. It is devoid of any sorrows. It is permanent. It is immortal. The life in that world is pleasurable. It is a kind of richness without poverty. It is a kind of perfection without deficiency. It is dignity without any disgrace. Or it is grace without disgrace. And in a nutshell, the afterworld is a world which is a place where you can have whatever you wish for. The Holy Quran says, the next world is where you will have whatever you wish for. There are many people out there who think that, okay, maybe in the next world, okay, do you think we will have such and such things? And they want to have the same things, the same blessings in the afterworld. And the Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Of course, in the afterworld, if you go to paradise, of course, paradise is not limited by any restrictions. There is no restriction. Welcome to your program For a Better Life. We are discussing the Islamic approach towards the world. In the afterworld, you will have whatever you wish for. There is no restriction according to this verse of the Quran. And of course, the next world is the world where we see the results of what we have cultivated, what we have irrigated, and what we have sown in this world. It is very much important to send something before we leave this world, before we depart. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. There are many people who, once they are transferred and once they go to the afterworld, they regret. And they say, I wish I had sent something before. You can look at verse 24 of chapter Al-Fajr, where you will see this verse. There are people who regret, there are people who are sorry for what they have done in this world, and they wish they had the opportunity to go back. They sent something before they moved to the next world. But they go to the next world empty-handed, having nothing. And that's why they keep regretting and saying, Ya laytani qaddamtu lihayati, I wish I had sent something before. That's all for this episode. To make a long story short, I would like to say that we need to give importance to our life, to attach importance to this world, and to make sure that we are prepared for our journey to the next world. The world we live in this world is a world where we have to prepare ourselves, where we have to sow the seeds so that we can collect and pluck the fruit in the afterworld. That's all for this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
every grain of sand in every desert land. He knows every shade of palm, every closed hand. He knows every sparkling tear on every eyelash. He knows every thought I have and every word I share. He knows.